When it comes to figuring out how to make a relationship work, there are hundreds of self-help books that can give you advice on how men and women are different. They might tell you the rules for snagging a man. They might tell you to fix yourself so you're a better catch. But are these self-help books actually helping or hindering?
I realized that there was this huge gap between the way in which academics talk about gender and sexuality and how the mainstream realm culture understands it. And I started reading self-help literature that was aimed at women specifically because I was curious about how it talks about gender and sexuality. And honestly, I got so furious that I had to write this book.
That's Mari Ruti, professor of critical theories at Toronto University. She's been teaching gender and sexuality studies for some time and eventually got to the point where she couldn't stand the kind of advice women were being given in self-help books. So she wrote her own self-help book, or should I say an anti-self-help self-help book, called The Case for Falling in Love. Professor Ruti explains why she believes self-help books are causing more problems than creating love solutions, particularly for women.
Well, first of all of these authors seem to assume that men and women are just kind of inherently different, that they live in these completely different psychological and emotional and sexual universes, and that for women to do well in relationships, they had to be able to decipher the so-called male psyche. And I just know that there's actually no actual evidence for such a thing as the male psyche. It's a complete mythological cultural construction. And so women are being misled to think that they can solve their relationship problems by doing something that won't actually do anything.
Ruti was also infuriated by the focus on romance as a game, and that if you don't play it correctly, you fail. She says that most self-help books tell women that they have to learn the rules of the game, and if something goes wrong, it's because you messed up. They can also create the illusion that if a woman can just figure out how a man ticks, she's going to live happily ever after. But real relationships have tension, antagonisms, and each individual's specific history. If you try to reduce the solution to just gender, you're missing out on way more important information. She also believes that gender stereotyping is the only remaining bias that seems to be socially acceptable.
You realize the problem really immediately. I mean, if you start saying things like, well, we all know that black people are X, Y, Z way and white people are A, B, C way, I mean, people get very upset right away and for good reasons. And so one of my questions is, why is it so acceptable to all of us to stereotype in terms of gender, but not in terms of race or ethnicity or nationality or religion or even income?
So what advice does her anti-self-help book give women?
Well, I think on a very basic level, I just tell them to relax a little bit in the sense that I think that romance is really not meant to be played as a game. It's not meant to be controlled. It's not meant to be manipulated. It kind of just either works out or it doesn't work out, and there isn't a lot that you can do about it.
So maybe we all just need to take a deep breath, put down the relationship self-help books, and look at our partners as individuals rather than walking, talking stereotypes. For CBC Radio, I'm Diana Francis.